Hey, it's your boy Eli.
Hey, it's Daniel over here.
And welcome back to an episode of Geeks & Jerns. So usually whenever Daniel's here, it's either anime or fighting games. And obviously, if you read the title, we're talking about fighting games today. And one specifically, we're gonna be talking about 2XKO,
That's right.
formerly
People
known
here
as
alive
Project
signed
L.
up for Riot accounts just to try out 2XKO.
Yep. And granted, I think we talked about how you, me, and my brother Joey, were at Evo last year playing the cabinets.
Yeah, you had a better time playing it because you actually got in line and was able to, get a better experience than I have because only played maybe like a little bit when I had to do like a 2v2 mode.
Yep. That was a pretty fun game, bro.
I'll
We
do
didn't know what
like,
the fuck we were doing, but we
it
did
was like
pretty
DNF
good.
Duel, except I was actually having fun with this one.
That's fair. So yeah, we're gonna be talking about essentially some of the stuff that we've been seeing people talking about 2XKO, our experience with 2XKO, including the time we were at Evo, and other such things to come out of it, and where maybe this could go. Obviously, if you entered it, you can play it in any kind of form, whether it be PC, console, which either one. I think that's a very good start off with, because I remember, so if you signed up for the alpha, you had access to invite a friend mode, right? Where you can just send someone a link to, for example, Daniel was not able to get in.
This time I didn't.
No, he didn't. But since he's got two good friends who were able to get in, myself and others, I was like, hey, you know what? We got an extra like little invite link. I'm sending it to Daniel so he can try it out. And that's how he's able to get in.
Yep, and then aside from that, we also got like a bunch of content creators. They somehow got like 200 like codes for 2XKO they were able to
That
get
was
off of
crazy.
them.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just like, how? What? Wow. Okay. I need to be a content creator. Well, technically, I am right now. We are. Come on, Riot.
That be we are. We
We
are.
have a YouTube.
I never thought about it.
Yeah, that's right. That's true. No, but yeah, one thing I did notice, I don't know if people were able to fix it, but I know there was an issue at one point with 2SKO's being on PC, where a lot of people were having issues signing up through PC. But if you did it on console, I know that was pretty like easy as hell.
No, it was very straightforward, man. I didn't hear anything about the PC side until you told me about it. I still haven't heard anything about it. I think I might maybe saw one tweet online about how they were going to resolve the issue, but that's about it. I'm not
Yeah.
exactly sure what's going on with that.
It was, I think it's resolved now. But I just want to mention it because I thought that was very interesting how there was a point where everyone agreed that there was something up with the PC, which obviously I think that's kind of one of the main reasons a lot of people are going to be playing this through is PC more often than console. But aside from that, like I said, it was a small little, note. So I think the next thing we could talk about is the control scheme, because I know that's the one of the big things that are going on with right now with 2XKO, just the way its controls are set up. And Daniel, I think I'll let you explain how the controls are and how some people are very like confused about it.
It's a very weird setup. So imagine like I wish I had my fight stick or even my what you would call it, my leverless
Yeah,
controller.
I can't reach it right now, but there's one right behind me. There
Yeah.
we go.
So like I want to say like okay, so you know how there's like it's four buttons on each row, right? So the way that the default controls are, so you're basically using let's say like that's all four of the buttons on the top row and then the bottom right the first button that's on from the left on the controller as well.
Yeah. So
Yeah.
using this for visual representation, sorry to those who are listening audio wise, my fight stick, there's four buttons on top, four buttons in the bottom. And as Daniel's explaining, layout is very weird for 2XKO.
Actually, not that I'm thinking about it, I would say maybe like a Neo Geo layout, but with an extra button at the end.
Actually, that makes a lot of sense. That'd be like four buttons on top and one extra at the bottom.
Yeah. And normally, like the last two buttons at the very end, they're mostly, just ignored. You're most likely just gonna use the first six buttons and that's it. So like this one, they actually went ahead and do like a unique kind of layout for it.
Yeah, and I was talking about this with a lot of people. I didn't even talk about it with you. And because looking back at it now, a lot of the 2X KO promotion for the game has always emphasized pad players and leverless players. For those of you who don't know, pad, your basic controller that you would find like in a PlayStation or Xbox, the controller, basically. And leverless is those that are without stick. So instead of use like WSD buttons or four, three extra buttons and a, well, four, three extra, four extra buttons, basically, one for jumping left, right, and down. I have an example on the back, but I'm too scared to get up right now.
And normally, like with most fighting games, you could go either way. I think the only fighting game where it felt more natural to use a controller than the stick was anything was by NetherRealm Studios, like Injustice or Mortal Kombat. Those I feel more comfortable using a controller than a fight stick because of the way they laid out the games. But well, 2X KO, it's possible. I mean, the reason it's more comfortable using a controller in MK is because there's the block button and it's much easier to do that with a pad. But with 2X KO, you could still work it. It just takes a little bit to get used to it. But yeah, it's a bit of a unique control style to it.
I feel like that it's meant to be for more casual, or to for not just more casual, but aim for more people who don't tend to touch fighting games to be more accessible for, right? Because, like you said, NetherRealm tends to do basically very common with controllers, and the pads. So, and that's very much like a normal cash. I don't want to make it sound like negative, but it's like very casual, right? Like little Timmy will look at a fight stick and be confused and like just randomly press buttons, and then he sees a regular controller. He's like, I think I'd rather go with that because that looks a little more intimidating, right? And that's kind of the idea I feel like Riot is going with, like, hence why I say that it feels like a lot of promotions are both are mostly promoting pad and leverless, right? Not to say that the stick isn't going to be useful, because there's people like you, like myself and you, who like to use stick, depending on the game, honestly. And it does feel a little weird, because you're not essentially doing traditional inputs.
It's like a weird combo too, because like it kind of has like this weird MVC style control as well. You have the light button, the medium button, and the heavy button. And then normally what would be the special button is actually the tag button. So basically, just bring out the assist or switch out team members during the middle of the fight. And then you have two unique special buttons, S1 and S2, which pretty much uses for like specials, like for example, like a Hadouken or Shoryuken or something like that. Yeah, so I get the idea that we're going for, but it, like I said, it takes a little bit to get used to, but having the additional button to actually do the specials, it felt a bit weird at first, but once you get used to it, it kind of gets there. I'm still kind of finding it a little bit weird because I'm so used to doing the motion input for all that, and I think even with modern controls, like for example with Street Fighter 6, doing Hadouken is much more simpler. Just I think it was in a Smash Bros. Kind of way where you just hold a one direction, just push a button, and a Hadouken comes out. But so with this one, like they added like a lot more buttons than I guess could work.
There's you essentially have to piano your way through it. That's kind of how it is. Like I've learned a combo through, because one of the characters I play is Braun, who is like best boy. I like his vibe. The big tanky happy dude, like Reinhardt from Overwatch. I'm like, that's my dude. I like that guy. I could have a beer with that guy. So I immediately like gravitate towards him, and I was able to find a combo with him. And but it's not where we're usually with combos, say like something in Street Fighter or KI, I kind of have to input a directional. So like down and rotate the stick to my left or to my right for say a Hadouken or a Tatsu, right? And
Yeah.
here it's just like, no, press down, then press that button again, and then press another button, and then press another button, hold button, and then continue that as like just stacking it. It's very interesting for a control scheme. And like, I don't remember where I heard this, but I heard that some people did ask Riot, can they do something that's very, that would be similar for stick players? And they said they can't really do that, or that's kind of defeats the purpose of what they're trying to do. I remember hearing something like that. Now, again, I'm not a very reliable source. I've said that many times. I can kind of see why they don't want to change it too much, because again, trying to keep it simple for people who don't tend to go with fighting games.
Yeah.
And I think we'll be fine. I think it's fine. Like, if you're someone who just sticks to one kind of fighting game, I think you might be in trouble. Like, anyway, I've talked to a lot of people about this too. A lot of them agree that if you tend to like branch out a bit with other fighting games, or you know, have tried something similar to this kind of game, they'll think you'll be fine. But it's totally understandable that some people are like, I don't know, man. There's something about motion inputs that really like make it feel right for me.
Yeah, and honestly, I don't really have an issue like, having to put in a motion input or not at all. It's just that it's a, again, I'm saying unique just because I'm trying to criticize it too much because I get the idea that we're going for with this control layout, but yeah, like if I were to play on a controller, sure, I could work with that. It would feel a bit weird because I'm so used to using a stick and it's this type of gameplay that I would see myself using a stick for. But we're just gonna have to wait and see because, like I said, like even though like I'm getting a little better used to it, I still think I need more time with the game to get a better feel for it on my stick or maybe not
Thank
to.
goodness that they included a practice mode,
Not he did,
because
which was a good thing.
that was a good idea.
Yeah.
Because for those of you who don't know, there's I think they're called pulses, right?
I think so.
Like the because after you select your two characters,
Oh
you get to
right, yeah.
choose how you want to, I guess, play the game.
Yeah, there's. I think the default pulse that it helps you do with auto combos, right?
Yeah, and then there's the double assist. There's combining ults, right?
Yeah, there's one that combines all, so you can have like kind of like in Marvel versus Capcom, you don't have two supers at the same time.
I'm trying. I don't think I was able to try. I don't think I've ever land one of those, but yes, there's that, and then there's the freestyle, which you can tag out at any time. Or
I don't remember that one. I just remember the double ults. I remember the let's say, and then you get like two of the players jump on screen at the same time, fighting together for a bit, and then the default, which is for the auto combos.
And there's also the one where if your life is under 40%, you get double the extra damage.
Oh, that one too. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's there's a lot of things. I think good is they put a practice mode so that we can at least try out some of the stuff. Like I originally was kept doing auto combos, and I didn't understand that I had to switch to a different pulse until like much later. I was like, oh, that's a and but then even then still it's just like a really weird like piano sequence. You kind of understand why, auto combos are the set default.
Yeah. And if I had to pick one little nitpick about the controls, I don't like how you have to do supers in this one as well. 'Cause I
They're
mean,
very confusing.
I don't mind it if every character is just, you have to push down all the time. But personally, I'm not a fan of that. I know Capcom, they try to do that to replace the Hadouken motion inputs, and normally I don't like the double downs to do the supers. I
Because
remember.
sometimes it doesn't read well.
Yeah, no, and plus, like, you also gotta remember, like, directional influence as well, because not only are you hitting down and you're in the middle of the air doing an air combo, you're also, like, moving your character downwards as well, so that could also mess up the flow of your combo and everything like that.
Yeah, I think that is a very good thing to know. Because I mean, the idea for this alpha, it's not technically, it's not beta, it's an alpha. Right. So that means it's only limited to a certain amount of stuff.
Yeah, so it's still very early on as well.
It's still very early on. We only have six characters. We don't even have this game is very hyped up by word of mouth, and a lot of people are like really liking the game. Ideally, this is supposed to be for us to give them notes. I'm like, hey, these are my issues. This is what I like. What can you do to not just make it better, but like, ideally make it a little more make sense, I guess is
Yeah.
the best word I'm trying to say. But yeah, it's the game itself is very fun. The characters are interesting as hell.
Yeah.
Like, I don't play League. I've seen the game. I wanted to play it. Then I saw how toxic it was, and I'm like, you know what? I'm backing out.
Yeah,
I'm backing the heck out.
I'm not a mobile guy, so I never touched League. I played the Blizzard version. I forgot, I think it was called Heroes of the Storm. Really couldn't get into it. Probably the worst example to play, Battleborn. Didn't like it and still couldn't get into it. So I'm not really a mobile guy myself. So I don't really know any characters except maybe Jinx because of the Arcane TV show on Netflix, and then maybe Ahri because everyone sims for Ahri.
Yeah, no, I get
Yeah.
that. Yeah, no, there's a reason there's a lot of Ahri players because everyone have found like a little glitch for her or something that basically gives her a touch of death.
No, oh really? There was a touch of death?
There's a touch of death for Ahri.
Oh, I heard it was a touch of death. I thought it was for all characters. I didn't, or
Well,
was it
yeah,
just for?
all the characters have it, but I think Ahri's the one that everyone's been talking about because it's
Wow.
just so good.
Now I was mostly using Ahri because apparently she was very easy for me to use. Like she has the standard projectile. She like moves around dashes and stuff like that.
Yeah, and like a lot of the characters have a lot of their uniqueness, which is something I really like. Especially in fighting games where every character is kind of unique to their own. Like Braun has like ice magic or something where he can freeze people in air. And it's like why I like his moveset a lot, because I can
Yeah.
just kind of like come up with something in the middle of it and I'll be fine.
Yeah.
And Dar's probably the most one that I've seen being played. I heard he's the most easiest one.
Yeah, I tried playing with Ares a bit. I like the idea where like he could just come out, just drag you with his axe and extend the combos even further with that. And then I don't know. I wasn't really feeling it with him, so I switched over to Braun, and I was like, "Yeah, I think Braun is probably a better pick for me."
Yeah, no, Braun was the same way for me. I also play they also have Yasuo, who is another fan favorite, and like one that is, I think everyone was who plays League was like, yeah, if you're making a fighting game, put Yasuo in. And I can see why. He's very cool. Just a
Yeah.
lot of love goes to that guy.
Yeah.
Echo, I like Echo.
No, Echo's pretty
He's
cool. Like,
weird, but I like him.
I only play a little bit of Echo, but he's a pretty cool character. I do want to learn more about him because I like the fact that he leaves like a I guess a trail
Yeah, an after image.
yeah, like an after image, and then basically you're doing a combo, you can launch it, and then you have like an after image up in the middle of the air. He could moves on with the combo, and you just keep going, going, going.
And one of the things I like is that if you do his ult and he gets hit on the, I guess it's supposed to be a bit after the startup or during the startup, he gets knocked back and just rewinds time to have it so he can still hit you.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's pretty cool. I like that. And so I'm liking the characters. I want to see more from them. But I think that also brings up the question, like, because I don't play League, but I know a lot of people that play League or have touched League for a bit. And they're all like everyone knows League of Legends for having like an insane amount of characters to play.
Oh, yeah.
And we're only starting with six, and that's kind of scary. Seven, technically, because we do know Jinx is in the game.
I think so, yeah. I think it was like some data leak or something.
Yeah, I think it was that and the fact that they even announced it themselves. But the thing I heard about the Jinx one was that she's being put off. She's staying in the oven because she might be a little too nutty for what's going on in the game.
I mean, yeah, I'm pretty sure they'll show her off like around when season two drops.
We'll see how that goes. I mean, personally for me, I play Echo and Braun. I feel like they complement each other so well. Like
Yeah.
one's a striker, one's a defensive. And but no, the characters are very fun to play with. And there's like I said, there's a level of uniqueness to each one. Like Ari has projectiles and like was it teleportation? I mean, you played Ari more than I have.
It's not really a teleportation. It's more like, I don't know what's the correct word for it, but like a dash. Like you can basically like do like a dash attack like into your opponent as well. And then he has like a weird like riding sort of thing where like you can just throw like a random projectile in the air, but it doesn't do really anything unless you activate it or if the opponent gets close enough to it.
Okay. Darius is probably the most or I think the reason why everyone goes with him is because he's kind of the easiest one to learn.
Yeah.
And Yasuo is just a very interesting character. Now, like when we were playing it, I think what it was just the four characters, Yasuo, Ahri, Ekko, and
Like
what was
there's
it?
one more. I forgot what her name is, but I think she had like a shield that
Oh, Ahri.
yeah.
Yeah, but I'm trying to remember back when we were at Evo, who did we play?
Oh yeah, it was Darius, Ahri, Ekko, and I think Yasuo.
Yes, that's who it was. Yes.
Yeah.
Because when we were playing the game, we had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, no, I was pretty much just going off from feel, just trying to figure out like what the buttons do and
As most tend to do.
yeah.
Like I was going by feel as well, and I'm just like, wait, do I tag you in? Do you tag me in? What's going on? How do we do this? And honestly, that's kind of like the main idea of 2XKO is tag you and your friend. In a sense where that the what the original Street Fighter Cross Tekken was about. Because in Street Fighter Cross Tekken, it was a 2v2 player, a 2v2 character fighting game where you can tag your character, switch characters, like all that kind of stuff.
And
Where
even
and but in
limited to the
this
two though.
one, yeah, in this one, it can't just it's not like I'm me and Daniel are like playing a match. He has his two characters, and I have my two characters. You could also go as Daniel and his buddy are teaming up against me. But we both Daniel's playing one character, his friend is playing the other character. I'm playing two characters. That's
Yeah,
kind of the idea of 2XKO.
that's also a unique thing. I didn't know there was a thing until I hopped on the line. I thought if you were going to do like 2v2, you have to be with another player to do that mode. But you can still be a team by yourself and then go against a team of two people fighting against you, which I didn't know they could
Now,
do.
do you think people are going to go with that?
Now, 2v2. Maybe you don't really see a lot of those except maybe from Smash Brothers. I know the 2v2 scene for Smash is very it's popular, but you don't really see that a lot with other fighting games. And when they do, they don't really
No.
offer that as well. Like MK9 had that feature. Almost no one used it or tournament wise or anything like that. So we never saw tag team again after
There
that.
was a bit of time back, like I said earlier, Tekken Cross Street Fighter also offered 2v2 players.
Yeah.
I don't think it went that far.
Yeah. We're cross teching, right?
Cross Tekken, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I might have seen maybe one tournament with that, but I haven't seen anything else aside from that.
Haven't seen anything either.
I think the closest thing I tried to emulate that is again multiverses, and I only saw one tournament at Evo last year. And that's it. I haven't seen anything since. Or what?
No.
Wasn't last year, but it happened at Evo. I think it was like a while back though. But
Yeah, no.
yeah, like most of the time, it's mostly like a Smash Brothers thing than to like a traditional FGC kind of thing.
So that's kind of that's because they're trying to bring in the thing that make League very popular, or like something that's very like inherent to the thing of League, which is tag team, because it's what 6v6 MOBA.
I do not know.
I don't know either. I don't
I
play
just know it's
League.
I just know it's team based.
Yeah.
You pick a character, you go in. It's like
Yeah.
Overwatch, but it's a MOBA. I
It's
probably pissed off a
it's
lot of people saying
basically.
that.
Yeah, I mean I tried Smite one day and I was like, this is cool, but I'm not gonna play it.
Yeah.
I don't understand what the heck I'm doing.
Look, like we tried. We tried. Like I said before, I tried Heroes of the Storm. I tried Battleborn, which again
Yeah.
probably the worst example to play, but
I don't
yeah, I
remember.
just
I heard the name Battleborn. I don't remember it that well.
it's the game from Gearbox, the guys that made Borderlands that try to compete. It was supposed to be
Was
like
that game that only lasted like a week?
No, that's Lawbreakers. Like Battleborn was like the game that was coming around the same time as Overwatch 1, and
Oh, ooh.
yeah, no, Lawbreakers lasted way, way less than Battleborn at least lasted at least more than a year.
Yeah, I remember it now. I'm even Googling it because I feel like I need the visual. Yeah, I remember this now. They came out the same time as the first Overwatch, and it just got buried.
No, yeah.
That was so sad.
And what's even worse is the version I played was probably not the best way to play it either, because I was playing the beta version of it. It wasn't the full retail version.
That's bad. That's bad. That's bad.
Yeah.
No, yeah, but yeah. So I mean, the main point is that League is a team game. Like, that's kind of the joke. Why a lot of people are like, oh, they brought toxicity into fighting games because sometimes, I guess the more casual way is sometimes happen is people in League kind of yell at each other a lot. I don't know. I've never watched League or played League.
Like I
I know
just
that's
think that's
why.
a
I
I
just
just
know
think it's
that's
a
why they
thing, you
play
know,
it.
with games outside of fighting games, man. Like it's not necessarily just League, but also games like Overwatch, Counter-Strike. It's just, you
Yeah,
know,
that's
it's
true.
all a team-based game, so yeah, you're gonna be yelling at your teammates. And then
Yeah.
what's different with fighting game is just that you know, it's
You
just
have no one to
most of
blame
the
but yourself.
exactly. So that's why they go directly and blaming the other player, and you know, and that's why you see there's so many scrub quotes that you see online.
Yeah. Though I don't know if the 2v2 is gonna be a thing. I think at best, we're gonna see a couple of players teaming up, but I think it's mostly gonna be like a one person handling the whole situation.
Yeah.
I
If
think
anything.
that's gonna. I want to be proven wrong because I know that's what Riot wants, and I want them to be cool because that sounds like a cool idea. Don't get me wrong, but I don't know. You have to put a lot of trust in your teammate because I know someone's gonna yell at me for dropping a combo. I know someone's gonna yell at me for like missing a confirm. I should have grabbed when I should have grabbed instead I DP'd and I'm like, oh no.
Like, if anything, I would like to see, like, what Riot do is that they give you the option, if you were to enter a tournament, like, you could either go in by yourself or you could team up with someone. Yeah, so it'd be a nice balance because, yeah, it's possible we may not get a lot of 2v2 matches online or, you know, in tournaments or anything like that. So I guess maybe if they have to, the best compromise is to do a tournament where they do allow, like, teams of two, or you could do, like, a solo, you know, tag team or stuff like that.
I think that's probably the best way to go about it because I don't foresee any of like that happening with this game. Most because like yeah, again, that there's a lot of like, I would say there's more trust in this than you would expect from a league game, right? Because like I said,
Yeah.
I like one mess up and it's over.
No, yeah,
This
like
is a very combo. I wouldn't say very combo heavy, but it's like. There were a couple of times where, like, if I don't block, oh, I'm screwed.
no, yeah, you gotta remember, like, this
Because
is a tag team, like 2v2 game. Like, there's no combo breakers, there's no burst or anything like that.
no, you have maybe you have guard cancels and like push block, but and then when no, have you ever seen like a Marvel game where someone doesn't block and then proceeds to hit you with every character? Yeah, what do you call it? Happy birthday, Merry Christmas.
Like, two is happy birthday, three is Merry Christmas.
Yeah, that's when you get. Yeah, no, it's like, oh no, what have I done? I can't go back up. Please, no, it's the meme. Let's go gambling. Oh dang it.
Oh,
Oh
dang it.
dang it. No, but yeah, that's kind of my one worry when it comes to this game is like, how are you gonna land this? I hope I'm rooting for Riot. I really am because I think they're very good when it comes to these kind of things. Them putting their hands on or dipping their toes in fighting games makes sense because I feel like they've put their they've done almost every kind of genre of game to success. The MOBAs, the do they have a hero shooter?
Yeah, it's called Valorant.
Yeah, and that's very popular with a lot of people. A lot of the Zoomers like it.
Can't say for sure, but it's there. I just know it exists.
I know it exists too. I'm too old for this. This is why I stick to the fighting games. So I really do hope they can they hit the they hit with enough. It sounds like a lot of people are enjoying it.
No, yeah, like I'm enjoying it myself. You know, just gotta get better with the buttons layout on my stick, and just about it.
Okay, so the big question is, do you think this is gonna reach the league crowd slash casuals?
Depends how they go through it. I know, like, there's a big, like, you know, debate online where, like, whether the game should go free to play or not.
I think it will.
If it does, then it probably will help them in the favor for, you know, both the league crowd and the casual crowd. Casuals probably they would probably get a have fun with it a lot, considering, like, the button layout's made for a pad than a fight stick, and casuals, they're most likely going to use a pad over a stick if they don't use sticks. A league crowd, though, I would say it's 50-50, because I have seen, like, some random players that are mostly league players online. They go on, they either say they enjoyed it, or, you know, they just drop out after day one because it wasn't for them.
Because honestly, I think that's the big thing, especially when you're considering that this is supposed to be like a league inspired fighting game. That's the right word? I don't even know anymore. Like,
Like, it's League of Legends the fighter.
yeah, which is a lot better title.
Like, League of Fighters.
What was it, Runeterra Rumble? That's one of my that's what I think my coworker coined. I'm like, that's pretty good.
I don't know the lore, so I don't know what's on Runeterra for that.
I don't know, but there's a the Runeterra game is also in the universe or something like that. I don't know.
Like, I honestly have no clue when it comes to, like, the league lore or anything like
I
that. But
don't
if you want to
either.
talk about, like, in-game mini games or stuff like that, I mean, you can talk to me about Queen's Blood.
But like I think personally, I think not to sound negative, but I think there is gonna be a fan base for it, but a lot of it is probably not gonna be from the League fan group. I think they'll watch and support it because they'll see a character they really like doing cool stuff. If they'll be playing it, I don't know. I'm not very sure that they'll be able to get that kind of crowd, but they will be able to get a crowd that is very much into fighting games. I think they will have a crowd who will watch and play, maybe not play, but I think that's probably what, you know, there's going to be a level of support to it, is what I'm
Like,
saying.
I get what you're saying. It's probably be like the same case with Tekken. Like, Tekken, regardless if you're playing or not, it's still a fun game to watch. So,
Oh, hey.
yeah. So if the people in the league crowd did they try it out but not like it, I feel like they'll still watch it because it'll be just a fun game to watch.
Yeah, no, and it is a fun game to watch. There's a lot of stuff that goes on in the screen, but it's easy to follow.
Yeah.
Because that's always been my kind of like a little bit of a complaint I had with like the Marvel vs. Capcom games, where sometimes a lot of stuff is going on, and I'm just like, I can't follow half the time. Like, I'm getting old. My eyes don't work the same way they used to. Here, I'm like, okay, I know what's going on. I see where everything's happening.
Yeah, like with Marvel vs. Capcom, it's a much more fast-paced game, but it speed wise, like, it's still a fast game, but, you know, it's still legible.
Which I think like that's gonna be great for the casual crowd. Yeah, but like if you can put a fighting game that is like that, I think you'll be fine.
Yeah.
So we both at least agree there will be a level of success to it. So I do think that they'll be able to at least have an audience, which is I think the final thing we talk about is the online because. What was the name of the brothers again?
I'm blanking out.
Is it the Cannon Brothers?
That's what it was. Yeah.
Okay, I knew. I don't know, tip of my tongue. Yeah, no, there. So the Cannon Brothers are involved in this game, and along with other FGC players. But the reason why I mentioned those two specifically is because they're the reasons why we have rollback.
Exactly. They're the guys that, you know, that made it, and they made it off absolutely free for anyone to use. So we got a lot of games that were able to use it because thanks to them. So as early as Skullgirls, Third Strike Online, you know, list goes on.
Killer Instinct is another one too.
Yeah.
because they use GGPO, which
Yeah.
is like the framework of like having rollback, and you then like yeah later on became part of like the whole like gaming like fighting game community. Like if again if you guys if you don't play fighting games and don't know what rollback is, please look up a Corey Gaming's rollback video. That explains so much, and you understand why online is like now so good for us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so like they're involved with this game, and they're also doing something a little bit differently that we never seen before in for fighting games as well. So what they have is that they're connected to the Riot servers as well, which is supposed to basically keep tracks of everything, because basically whenever like a person quits, the game doesn't know who, the judge is the winner or who awards or who loses points or anything like that. So they're basically like using their servers to keep track of everything. So they said if someone get disconnected from the server and the other guy's still connected, then they're gonna know who's the winner and who's exactly to, remove the points from and everything else like that.
So essentially, the online is not only really good, like I've only have, I think the amount of times I've played, I've only had two bad connections.
Now,
I've
like,
only had
yeah,
two.
I only had one bad connection.
That is our for those of you that is enough for you to be like, yeah, I'm into this game already.
No, yeah, like the online, never had a bad experience. Finding people online to play with, it was very quick for me as well.
It was very quick for me as
I
well.
think the most I waited was like maybe 2 minutes.
Yeah, same. And to be fair, like oftentimes it depends on the server you're in because one time I was in, I had to wait a bit of while because everyone else was already playing and everyone else was just it was just an even uneven number of people in that server. So I'm
Yeah.
like,
Another thing to know
doo
was like this is
-doo
another thing to know is like right now, with the alpha, it's region based at the moment. So
-doo.
there's no like cross region where I'm playing like a random person from Mexico or Japan at the moment. Right now, like I'm playing with other people in the US at the moment right now. So right now the alpha, like it's just focusing on that, and right now like all the online play and stuff. It's great. So if it's great so far, I can't wait to see how it goes if I want to play with other players from
Because
like
this is
different countries.
alpha.
Yeah.
And this is still the testing period. This is very much how I felt when I was playing that Guilty Gear beta back when it was before it was released. Remember the rollback beta?
Oh yeah, like I remember like playing like back when it was using the old UI and stuff, the ugly version of that. Online was surprisingly like very great.
It was magical. I still because I wanted to try how good that rollback was, so I went ahead and like took this, I went to the jump to the servers over in Japan, and I'm like, oh my God, me as an American in Japan, end up playing a guy from Japan, and it's the gameplay was so good, so good. I was like, yes, this is exactly the game I want to play,
Yeah.
and it was beta. So yeah, the alpha is already making great strides. Yeah, and I like how you can have a little character and they're all walking around and stuff.
Oh yeah, like you make your own avatar and everything.
Oh yeah, no, it's they really make it personalized for you. It's even funny because I remember I was before I was playing, I was looking through some streams. I ended up in one of the guys' streams. Like not in the match, but like, wait a minute, I seen that name before. He's streaming right now. Huh.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But yeah, I think that's most of what we can say for the game. From our experience and our kind of predictions on how things are going to go, I do think this is going to be a really good game. I do have hope for a lot of people who want to try out fighting games. I think this is a very good option for them. And it's very much catered to casual, because again, especially from the button layouts, which I think is the only complaint or issue I've heard over all around.
Yeah, right now I think the biggest complaint right now is just basically just the button layouts, and that's about it. I haven't heard anything negative about like online play or
No,
anything else like that. I
it's so far
guess
so good.
the only other thing I could probably name is like the nitpicks with the touch of deaths. They're saying that they'll be like looking into that as well.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, you and I grew up in around the era where there wasn't any patches for games where we're kind of just used to games being kind of janky that way.
Yeah, no, like unless a game gets really busted, like KI, where Nintendo literally have to send like people to every single like place in America just to fix that one cinder glitch for KI.
Oh yeah, this is the cabinets, by the way.
Yeah, and keep in mind, like cabinets, they're spread all across the country, and you can't just magically just San Antonio. You literally have to go there and physically like fix it yourself with the boards and stuff.
Oh yeah. But I am very excited for this game. I'm very much looking forward to it. I'll probably be the day one for it. I'll say it.
Yeah, probably too. Like, if nothing going on, and maybe if it is free to play, if I do have to pay, to play it, I probably would still play it too, even if I had to pay it.
Yeah, I don't think this is they're very Riot is very no but very much well known for their free to play. League is their biggest game ever, and it's free to play. If
Yeah,
they don't do that, I feel like that's a problem.
like I know like they're going to different ventures now. Like, yeah, they have Valorant as a shooter, and then they're making like spin-off games about like the characters from League of Legends. Those I know they're like full games that you have to pay for, so I know they're going through like different avenues and stuff. So yeah, so just like the rest of the industry, like Capcom, Namco, NRS, they're watching them, seeing how they handle the game and seeing if they're going to the free-to-play route or not, because free-to-play,
Which is fair.
yeah, it's still a really weird and rocky road for like for fighting games. I know Tekken did it before with Tekken Revolution, and that felt weird. I know Multiversus is trying to do something with it, and right now it's going through its own issues as well.
The honestly, the only one that actually probably did it right was KI.
Yeah, and Kha'Zix is actually very generous as well.
It was, I think it was like $20 for a season.
Yeah.
Each character's like $5. That's a steal, bro.
Oh yeah.
That is a steal. But yeah, no. If you enjoyed what you heard, we're bringing in a cap to this episode. Be sure to follow us on all social medias, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. We're most active on Instagram, where you'll find a link to all the podcasts that we're first part of, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, all the like, and a link to the YouTube for all you list audio listeners out there who want to put a face to the voice. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe on YouTube and Patreon for any form of support. And yeah, no, 2SKO has been very fun. By the time this episode's released, it's actually going to be the end of the beta. So if you're looking for people to talk about their thoughts on 2SKO, I can to a good place. But yeah, it's been me, your boy Eli.
Yeah, it's me, Daniel.
You guys have a good one. Peace.